Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, there are a number of misconceptions which prevail amongst Muslims. And one of these misconceptions is that if the Almighty knows the end result, in other words, if the Almighty is well aware of what will happen to each person in the hereafter, then why at all did He create this world, this universe, and why did He put man to this whole system of test? If He knew what the result was, He could have simply put good people into heaven and evil people into hell, and therefore that would be the end of that. This misconception is basically arisen because of not understanding the whole scheme of God. However, before we try to explain that scheme, it needs to be understood, first of all, that if people end up in hell or in heaven, it would not be because God has ordained hell or heaven for them. It would be simply because it is primarily a person's own prerogative, his own free will, which he exercises in doing good or bad deeds, which will lead him ultimately to either heaven or hell. So if the Almighty knows the ultimate destination of each person, it does not mean that He has actually written that destination for him, or He has actually forced a person to do some things and end up in a certain fate. The Almighty has given us a degree of freedom in certain spheres, and it will be only in those spheres in which will be the accountability will take place. And therefore, it can be safely be said that the knowledge of the Almighty does not force a person to undertake a particular form of a fate. It's not that the Almighty has ordained a fate. It is the fact that a person earns his or her fate through deeds which he or she does. And what she or he would do is, of course, in the knowledge of God. However, this knowledge does not mean that the Almighty is going to push or force someone to a particular fate. Now, once we clear this misconception, the next question is that why did not the Almighty directly put a person into hell or heaven? If a person was of a good nature, he could have easily decided his fate without creating him and then simply rewarding him as a result. Now, this again is another misconception, which is, of course, sprung from the first premise. As I said, firstly, the Almighty has not ordained fate in the manner that He has forced a person to end up somewhere. He has given this liberty to exercise his own free will. So a person exercises his own free will in a certain circle of authority, and then by doing certain deeds, he is worthy of a certain fate. Now, had the Almighty directly put some people into hell and some into heaven on the basis of His knowledge without making them pass through this test, people could have easily complained to Him and said, Almighty, You have put us through this, you have rewarded us with hell or heaven, and we are not convinced of the fact that we deserve this fate. And why is it that we have been, for example, the people of hell would have complained to God the Almighty that why have we been given this fate without even being put through a certain test? So it is in order to convince people of the fact that if they are deserving a certain amount of fate or a certain form of fate, it is not because it is the Almighty who has decided that fate for them. It is primarily because they have earned that fate through their own deeds. So had the Almighty not made this universe and made man pass through this whole scenario, the people could have easily complained and said that why have we been given this fate? So in order to delineate to those people that if you are being given a certain fate, it is primarily because you are worthy of that fate, and that is why that He has made us pass through this whole test. And we know from the Quran also that people will acknowledge in the hereafter that if they are thrown into hell, they will say, yes, we did those deeds which have actually brought us to hell. So therefore, it is in order to tell people that you deserve this fate on the basis of your own deeds that man has been created. Otherwise, of course, the Almighty, on the basis of His foreknowledge, could have easily put them directly into hell or heaven. But again, as I said, this would not have convinced people. They could have easily complained to God, and people who were, of course, rewarded would have been a little surprised at the reward they have been given. And it is in order to convince them and to tell them that this whole affair through which they have been made to pass is actually the means which, or the manner in which they'll earn their fate. So therefore, the foreknowledge of God has not led Him to directly reward or punish people simply because He wanted to make them realize that if they end up with a certain fate, it is not because God has ordained that fate for them. It is because they have proven themselves to be worthy of that fate. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات